It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Between us, love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on a Zeus astray. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio. We're going to be praying for the next hour. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. I thank you for listening here on VPN Radio and setting yourself in agreement with me in prayer. This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe. And I appreciate people all across America praying with me, as well as people around the world. Thank you very, very much. We're going to pray today. And today I'm going to be praying specifically for our nation. I'm going to be rehearsing some prophetic words that I have given over the past several months and even the past few years concerning our nation, the condition of our nation, because we as a nation are in critical condition. I'm believing God for another spiritual awakening. I believe there's another wave of revival rolling in over this nation, greater than anything we've ever seen. It may come in the midst of persecution. I don't know. So we cannot be lax. We cannot be asleep at the wheel, but we must intercede for the United States of America. And truthfully, it's probably the divided states of America. But we're going to pray today because there are storm clouds. And I know that people are saying, well, you know, we don't want to hear stuff like that. But, you know, as a prophetic voice in this nation, a watchman on the wall, I must declare what I'm seeing. The prophet has declared that the intercessors in the closet, they are to they are to pray, intercede, tell the prophet what they are hearing, and the prophet must blow the trumpet and proclaim what the intercessors are hearing and what they are seeing. And we must not be so occupied with what we're doing in life that we will not understand the signs of the times. So I'm going to share some of those today. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for America. We pray for this nation, this country that was founded upon biblical principles, on Christian principles. And we know today that according to history, that people came from another country. They came here for religious freedom. They came here to worship you in spirit and in truth. And now we know that those freedoms are rapidly being taken from us. And we as the church are the hope of the nation. And we must return to those days, to those biblical principles, to those foundational truths that our nation was founded on many years ago, where those people came and they formed the government according to the Bible. And we know from our very first president, George Washington, that he was a man of God. He prayed, he sought God even before he became president. And we know that that he and those who wrote the Constitution, those framers of the Constitution, were mostly men of prayer and framed it according to the Word of God. We know that for over 100 years, our children were taught in the church. On Sunday, they would have church services, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they would be taught in the church, and the only textbook was the Bible. We know that the Ivy League schools, Harvard and Yale, and those schools there were started to train men for the ministry. How far we have fallen, how far away from you that we have gotten. But we believe today that our nation can be saved, and we believe, God, that you desire, according to your word, to pour out your Holy Spirit again. And we set ourselves in agreement here on BPN Radio that once again, you're going to pour your Spirit out upon America. We issue a wake-up call in the name of Jesus. And we pray for this hour of power. We pray for BPN Radio. We set ourselves in agreement with those who are praying with us today that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in our lives, in our family, in our city, in our church, in our nation. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we pray as you taught us to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And Father, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters, and we need you today. And we repent today on behalf of our nation, all of the perversion, the greed, the lust, the idolatry, the prayerlessness, the godlessness, taking your name out of the marketplace. No longer can we name the name of Jesus, and yet we know that that is not where we were when this nation was founded. It was founded on the principles of the Word, Jehovah God, with his Son Jesus being proclaimed. And today, Lord, we know that different prayers are being prayed all across America, not in the name of Jesus, not to Jehovah God, And we know that some of those prayers are against Christianity. Lord, we know there is a war on Christianity. So we pray for our nation. We pray for that spiritual awakening that you desire to send. And here on this broadcast today, we intercede on behalf of our land. And we declare today that our nation can be changed and will be changed in Jesus' name. So we dedicate this prayer broadcast to you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be back to share some prophetic words that I've given over the last few weeks, few months, few years concerning the history of our nation. First of all, Matt Redman's going to sing, "Can a Nation Be Changed?" And we're going to set ourselves in agreement for America.
We're on our knees.
Can a nation be saved? Yes, the nation can be saved if we will turn back to God. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the salvation of our nation. We pray for a turnaround. We pray that the church will awaken and begin to call upon the name of the Lord. I just want to share some words that I've received over the past few weeks or past few months concerning the future of our nation. The prophet is to declare what he sees coming, and I'm just sending out some warnings today concerning our land. I realize today that almost every prophetic word is conditional. And so we have to understand that as we hear these prophetic words, that there is a chance, an opportunity for people to repent, to turn away from God, as found in scriptures. But I believe prophetic words are given with an opportunity for repentance so that circumstances and situations may be turned around or reversed. I've heard the Holy Spirit say that contracts and agreements have already been signed, sealed, and delivered concerning our nation. Compliance will be the word in the next 2 or 3 years. We have been sold into slavery. The process is now underway. As this process is revealed, civil disobedience will follow by those who will not comply. Foreign troops will fill our streets and our cities to bring a new order. Confiscation of weapons will follow, met by more resistance, but this will only be short-lived as food shortages result in trading guns for bread. A new call to arms by the citizens and governors of a few states will result in a form of secession from the Union, defining America as no longer being called the United States. These states will not surrender to this new order, resulting in much bloodshed. There will be great revival meetings, which this nation has never known. Many turning to Jesus and immediately will preach the gospel. This great awakening will start with Spanish-speaking people who are already in place to counter the darkness coming upon this nation. Many churches, I see, are going to lose their buildings as a result of massive foreclosures in America, as a result of spiked interest rates, resulting in people losing their homes also. Only those who have their homes paid for will escape this calamity. Major migration coming to America, a mobile society in motion, many people fleeing to safe cities because of cities being overrun by demonic forces. In these troubling times, many youth will stand and begin to prophesy about things that are coming before they happen. This will bring great consternation to leaders because of the release of information before announcements are being officially made by officials. I see great distress in America as a result of banks being closed to make room for a different currency being put in place, resulting in the loss of major savings and investments. People losing overnight everything they have worked for and saved. A run of the banks will result in chaotic conditions. I see more eyes being focused on heaven, accompanied by preaching on heaven, hell, and eternity. I see Christian business people rising to the forefront with their witty inventions and God ideas, making room for the bartering revolution, the exchanging of goods in what is rapidly becoming a cashless society. I hear the proclamation of Jesus coming soon. The message is, will you be ready? Will you be left behind? There will be many programs and much communication on preparing for coming crisis, preparing for the coming of the Lord. I see law enforcement officers who are standing hopelessly by and helplessly by while entire cities burn. there will be major changes in the way we do church, the way we do school. Islam will become the dominant religion in this nation. City after city will submit to Sharia law until it rules major portions of this nation, overriding the Constitution until the laws we have known will no longer be in effect. I see our president with a stroke of a pen determining the fate of this nation, changes being done, being set overnight. I see great revival services being held with great signs and wonders. I see our Constitution being burned on the steps of our nation's capital. Satan has come to deceive the church into believing that the Lord has delayed his coming, that there are many things that must take place before his return. Therefore, the church has become distracted and allowed the cares of this life to overwhelm them. I see false accusations being made against pastors and Christian leaders, some of these resulting in loss of income and some by imprisonment because they can't pay. Preachers of righteousness will suffer great persecution in days to come. I see churches with government pastors being put in place. I see Israel receiving great persecution with sanctions being imposed on them. I see America voting for these sanctions because of the major influence of Islam in this nation. I see great favor coming to Israel in the midst of being surrounded and persecuted by their enemies. I see great wealth coming out of Africa. I see the continent of Africa having a major influence on the church as well as the nation. I see great demonstrations in the entire streets of our nation, the glory of God filling our cities, spilling over into church buildings. I see a major revival coming to cities across the land, a third great awakening in the middle of chaos with multitudes of people turning to Christ. I see Jesus coming soon. I hear the word of the Lord. I heard the word of the Lord on December the 27th last year saying these words. It appears in a Christian world that it makes little difference how his ministers live, having discovered they are still anointed and seemingly as effective as ever, or even more so, that when they were straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel. It appears that how they live or what they engage in makes little difference, or what they refrain from. These men have found a new freedom they have never experienced in their entire ministry. They have received a new revelation concerning grace that has totally set them free to live in a manner in which they are convinced God doesn't really care what they engage in, as long as it doesn't hurt too many others around them. This group of ministers seemingly can't wait to share another so-called freedom message to their constituents each Sunday. With an increase in favorability of their sermons and an increase in finances in their coffers, there is no longer a call for salvation because we've already been saved, they declare. They are free. These men are free to live in a manner and are teaching their constituents to live in a manner which we are totally uninhibited, simply as free as a bird. Until we understand these sins that we are committing, sins do have consequences and sins will eventually find you out. But not the big God in heaven will turn on you and shout out your name and play your story on the 6 o'clock news. No, he allows you to do the exposing. Or maybe someone else saw what you did and they're eager to cut holes in your ties while you're making a short visit to a hotel room on the outside of town. And even though you're already forgiven for this act of adultery, there are others who won't be so forgiving because they thought you were the real deal and they let you take their teenage daughter on a vacation with your family and they didn't realize you were spending some of that church money to pay your chaperone for 3 hours of pleasure when your wife gave you the most tender years of her life to you. all because you were deceived into believing. There are no more consequences for sin. And I'm talking to ministers and pastors today. Too many people believe it's painless. One example of these twisted trends that are developing in our lives is Judges 13. Judges 13, the life of Samson. The Lord blessed him. The Spirit of the Lord began to anoint him. He disregarded his ministry and ran after a beautiful woman. He just had to have her. Even though he had a wife, he wanted his mom and dad to get that woman for him so he could have a meal with her. The anointing came upon him mightily, and he killed the lion and took him to pieces. The Lord was still with him. Then he went after another woman. He had women problems, and he knew the Lord was still with him, and he had a great anointing on his life because he was able to do great exploits even while he was sleeping with other women. Samson got distracted, began to pose riddles, offering rewards if they could answer the riddle. So they enticed his wife. Finally, she explained the riddle. Then the anointing came upon Samson. He went down to the enemy's camp, massacred 30 of them, stole their clothes. I'm talking about the man of God today. I'm talking to men who are leading churches and men who are in full-time ministry, and they believe in extreme grace, and they believe they've already been forgiven. They believe they're already free to live any way they want to. But history will repeat itself. Would you remember Samson? The good life of Samson began to vanish when he went home one night only to find that his wife decided she was going to divorce Samson and marry his best friend. So in his anger, he went down, got 300 foxes, tied their tails together, burned up their grain fields. So they took revenge on Samson by burning his wife and his father-in-law to death. So in his rage, he took revenge on those who had committed this horrific act. As a result, he took the jawbone of a donkey. Remember, he still was experiencing the anointing. Killed 1,000 men. Then he went on a business trip to Gaza. Hired a harlot to spend the night with him and had sex with her. His enemies discovered the hotel that they were staying in, created a stakeout to see if they could possibly get some photos, possibly peek into the room. But he was at the place now. He needed a series of women to meet his lust, ungodly passion. It was no big deal because to him he was still operating under the anointing. And then he met a woman named Delilah. And you know the rest of the story. These are dangerous days now where men have resorted. They have resorted to living godless lives because they think they are still under the anointing. So I pray for them today. I call for a spirit of repentance today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for leaders today in Jesus' name that have resorted to godless living, ungodly living. Those that are Christian leaders in this nation, I call for repentance. In the name of Jesus. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying concerning 2015, this was last December, that 2015 will bring a shaking to the church. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken in the church. There's a highway that leads to heaven, and the highway is holiness. God is a jealous God. He no longer will share himself with carnality. This year, he will separate the wheat from the chaff. He will allow sin to be exposed, starting at the house of God, starting at the front, moving to the back, starting at the pulpit, driving the wheat, dividing the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate the ministers from the managers. Those men who sit at their computers during the day instead of sitting in the place of prayer. He will remove them and set in their place one who has his heart, a heart that beats for him. The leadership of the church is the problem in this nation. Spineless men who are only drawing a paycheck but spend their days on the golf course and their nights in front of a television or computer. We've lost our way. I've heard the Holy Ghost say the saints don't know what to do because the priests are not instructing them, and they are not instructing them because they are not hearing the voice, because they're preoccupied working on articles, promoting promotions, and trying to build their new ministry. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the winds of God are going to blow on the church in 2015, and many pastors will be removed and replaced by Davids. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. God is demanding a cleaning, a cleansing in the church in 2015. He is warning the church that he's coming through the house, tearing down the tables, overturning the tables that hold our idols. He will no longer share himself. He will no longer tolerate divided affections. He will expose everything that can be exposed. There will be rebellion in many places because men will not repent in the pulpit. The extreme grace message will be exposed for what it is. It's cheap candy. And now that Christians have their belly full of it, they're realizing it's not fulfilling. There are consequences to their sins. He's calling for the church to put up their wine glasses, put away their clocks. The true church will rise, for the true prophets will begin to cry out and will not be silent concerning these matters. I see him going through his house, overturning the merchandising tables. 2015 will be a year of cleaning in the church. He's returning for a pure bride. There is a highway that leads to heaven. It's a highway of holiness, and nothing else will do. There are five foolish virgins of the church who are going to be left behind. There is a message of purity and repentance that must be preached, and there will be many who will refuse to do it because they love the praises of men. But this is a year of exposure, and this is a year of revival, a revival of repentance. The revival is not starting in the church because the church is preoccupied with themselves. The responsibility of the future of our land lies at the door of the men of God. Will they manage or will they minister? Will they set aside their robe of self-indulgence and long to-do list and resort to a holy place, a quiet place, to see him who longs to commune with those he has chosen to lead the church? Everything that can be shaken will be shaken in 2015. He's about to separate the wheat from the chaff. God is a jealous God. If the Lord is God, let us serve him. Let us serve him. Let us serve him. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for the church. We pray in Jesus' name for the church, that the church will turn back to you, O God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray for this nation. We pray, O God, for this land, in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray for the church? Would you help me pray for the church? God, I pray that you would awaken the church in Jesus' name, that you would awaken the church in the name of Jesus. Awaken the church, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. There is a young man. There is a young man by the name of Caleb. He's a part of the Young Preachers International. And there is a special website you can go to, youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And last year, at the meeting of the Young Preachers, Caleb, who is from Scotland, prayed a prayer. He prayed a prayer for America, backed by Courtney Vandiver Piera, who was nominated for a Grammy. She plays her cello behind him. And Caleb is going to intercede for America. I want to pray Caleb's prayer, and I want us to intercede for this nation right now.
America. And God, we trust, they say. Who do they trust now, Lord? Who do they trust now? What God do they trust now? Heavenly Father, Jesus. May they trust you and you alone, Lord. If it takes a Scotsman to fly all these thousands of miles to this country, to rededicate this country back to you, then let it be done. Because I declare, if I be a man of God, if you truly have called me, this country is yours. In the name of Jesus. Revival's too weak. I declare in the name of Jesus, a spiritual revolution is going to sweep across the United States of America. A spiritual revolution is going to awaken you, America. You know, during the World War, Lord, you remember what Churchill said when Japan attacked America. Churchill said, now we're going to win this war because Japan just awoken a sleeping giant. We awaken the sleeping giant again. This nation is yours, Lord, and yours alone. And we declare that any spiritual force which is here, which is in America, we deny your hold on this nation. This nation does not belong to you, devil. Get your filthy, scummy, dirty hands off of America. Lord, let your palm wave over this nation and bless this nation, that they may say, America is blessed because of the God they serve. We pray for the nation's leaders. They may be misguided, Lord, but they just need guidance. They need the Holy Spirit to guide them. Holy Spirit, sweep through the White House right now as we pray. Sweep through the White House and touch. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch them. Fill them with wisdom. Fill them with understanding. Fill them with your holy knowledge. I declare that there is a wave of moral uprightness being restored to this nation. People are going to return to the old ways. The things they say are old school is going to be the new school. That way of chivalry, that way of honor, that way of dedicating ourselves wholly to the Lord is returning. It's returning. It's returning. It's returning. If any man should follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Let him take up his cross and follow me. You all have a cross that you have to bear. Don't you dare leave it on the ground.
Come on.
From this room, we shall carry our crosses into America, across America, and we shall plant those crosses and we shall do His will with His Holy Spirit enabling us. Lord, bless these people. Lift your hands and receive the blessing of the Lord. Bless them with peace. Peace. Prosper them, Lord. Prosper them, Lord. Give them boldness to speak your word. Give them strength to minister. May they not be afraid. I don't know Americans to be afraid. Don't prove me wrong. Bless these people.
Lord, we receive the blessing of Kayla McLaughlin. That is a prayer for America. A Scottish young man a Scottish young man praying, interceding for this nation. And Father God, we do intercede for America in Jesus' name. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Here's what I heard the Holy Spirit say recently. I have not forgotten this nation. Your prayers are written on the palms of my hands. I still recognize the landmarks, the signposts. And I have not forgotten the promises that I've made to this nation. I'm not a promise breaker. I'm a promise keeper. I will honor my words. I remember the wells of revival that have been dug. I've not forgotten you. Even though you're a backslidden nation, a backslidden people, I've not forgotten you. And there will be a shaking, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But I have recognized the remnant that has held fast to the truth and have not forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, the laws that I've written on their hearts. And I will remember the covenant that I've made with America. And I've issued a recall, and I will come one more time because of the prayers of my saints and because of the promises, because of the covenant I've made with this nation. For I've not forgotten or forsaken the remnant which have held fast to the truth. And I will remember the covenant that I gave and that I made with America and my people in this nation. And I will come one more time and embrace the prayers of the saints, and will raise up places according to Isaiah 53:54. And these nations and nations will know that I am God. I will roar out of Zion, and I will respond with my mighty hand. I will not be silent. I will come, and there shall be cities in this nation that will experience my glory. And one will say to another, let us go to that city. They're building the walls, rebuilding the walls, and putting back the gates. And I will cause the holy people to set at the gates of those cities. And I will make a deposit of my glory there. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken in this nation for the sake of my people who dwell in those places. And I heard the Holy Spirit say that I will put a mark on those who sigh and cry. I will put a mark on those cities that are calling upon my name, and I will spare those cities that are praying for their city and calling on my name. So, Father God, we set ourselves in a posture of intercession, a posture of travail on behalf of the United States of America, and we give a mercy cry, and we say, God save America. God save our nation from the forces of darkness that are coming upon this land, laws that are being changed to create extreme pressure upon the church of the living God. We cry out today. We need your help. We will not be careless. We call the church out of careless living. We call godliness into the pulpit, that the priests, the preachers, the pastors will tell the people between the difference between holy and unholy, godly and ungodly. And they will warn the people that there are consequences for their sins. And what they do in moderation, their children and grandchildren will do in excess. We pray, Lord, that families will once again gather into the auditorium of the church and worship God together. Parents and children will gather together in the auditorium and will worship God together. We break all segregation spirits. And that you may not have heard that word, but we break desegregation in the church where every age group is going one way. The old people in one part of the church and the young people in another part of the church and the children in another part of the church and the single adults in another part of the church and the marrieds in another part of the church. We break desegregation. We call for desegregation. We break segregation in the name of Jesus, that people will come to the together. Families will come together. People will come together and worship God. We will be one family worshiping the Lord. We cry out, oh God, that people will gather in the church and begin to pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That we will go out to the highways and byways and win people to Jesus. Tell people about Jesus. Win the lost and bring them into the church to be mentored and discipled. In the name of Jesus, that Christian men and women will run for political office and that people will pray and seek your face. And there will be all-night prayer meetings in the church, in stadiums, in the city. Pastors working together, not competing with each other, not in just merely exchanging sheep, in Jesus' name, promoting each other, helping each other financially. In the name of Jesus, we call for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We believe there is hope. We believe there can be a turnaround. And there will be a turnaround if we respond to your words, Lord, that said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You said you'd hear from heaven, forgive our sin, heal our land. Oh God, we need a healing. We need a healing, but you are waiting for us, oh God, to repent. May there be a cleansing. There's such an unholy mixture in our nation. Oh God, we pray for revival in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders. And you that are listening today around the world, would you send missionaries to America? Would you send missionaries to help us? For we definitely need help. And as we see America surrounded by forces that hate our nation as well as the nation of Israel. God, we pray for Israel today, the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for America. America and Israel are connected together. And ungodly forces, when they cry out how they hate America, they also cry out how they hate Israel. And I pray that America will not turn their back on Israel. For we have been blessed for so many years because of the covenant of Abraham. Those who bless Israel, you will bless, O God. Those that hate Israel will suffer severe consequences. So may we keep our commitment to Israel today as we pray for the nation of Israel, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And may people that go to Israel know they're not going just to tour the Holy Land, but they're going to bless Israel. May they take a financial gift to Israel when they go, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for revival in America, and we believe, oh God, that you are not finished with America, that you desire, God, to once again bless our nation. Even though there's a lot of prophetic words, we believe that you're going to rise again. This is Kathy Strong. You I want to remind you that you are listening to BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network, and this is your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And the Lord spoke to me by the Holy Spirit several months ago. He said, I want you to go on internet radio 24 hours a day. I want you to pray with my people for another spiritual awakening. And so I'm here not to entertain anybody, but I'm here to pray. I know there are days when we have different guests. There are days when we have different songs. There are days when we have different prayers. But today, we're interceding for our nation. We're crying out on behalf of America, declaring that America, you will rise again, because I believe the church is going to rise again and be the force in the earth that God has called the church to be. And so we pray right now, oh God, for our nation. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us intercessors here on BPN Radio, that at least 1 hour a day, the people would tune in and they would set themselves in agreement in prayer concerning our land. The prayer of intercession, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of petition, the prayer of prevail, the prayer of travail, and all of these prayers, the prayers of communion that we're praying as we call upon the name of the Lord. God, help our nation, because the walls have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. And from every direction, forces of darkness, evil men and women who are bent on the destruction of our land have come. And may we be alert. May we not live in fear. May we not live in fear. These broadcasts are not to present fear. They're to present warnings. And the Lord said to Ezekiel the prophet, if you do not warn my people, your blood is going to be on your hands. Their blood is going to be on your hands. So I must warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's clouds of darkness. I believe that we need to enjoy life. I believe there is hope, but we need to be alert that when danger comes, somebody needs to say, there is danger. If somebody's about to run off of a cliff or off of a bridge, there must be signposts up there. Somebody needs to warn. If an elevator is out of order, there needs to be warning signs. If a road is out, a road is flooded, somebody needs to put up a warning sign. Turn around, don't drown. I'm calling out warnings to this nation that we must pray. For there's an evil agenda in motion. And we who know how to pray must pray. And I'm calling for prayer leaders. Prayer leaders all across this land. April 9, 10, and 11, I'm inviting people to come to Austin, Texas. Prayer leaders are those who desire to be a prayer leader. Compass Church, Austin, Texas, April 9, 10, 11. You go to our website, get more information about that. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today as we've been praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We need God more than we have ever needed Him before. And I thank you for helping me pray. I thank you for helping me intercede, for there is hope. And I know many times when I share words that I've been sharing, people will say, well, you need to be a messenger of hope. Those of you attend some of my services across America, different parts of the world, you know that I definitely am a messenger of hope. I pray for people, giving them messages of hope about their future. God has a good plan. But as a nation, there's some warning signs that I've been given today. So how do we respond? We respond with prayer, seeking the face of God, following the principles of God. And so I thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. I'll be back at this same time tomorrow, at this same time or any time, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you for listening and being a part of this broadcast, praying with me today. God bless you. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.